The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Welcome to The Rescue Worker. We are in this journey of experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. In this first week, we are studying the four first verses of the third Gospel, where we have an overview, an introduction to the study of this Gospel. As you may know, we have a memory verse for the week, a memory verse that is extracted from the verses that we are reading for the week. And the memory verse for this week is Luke 1:4. So you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. If you don't mind, repeat after me. So you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. Yes, Luke wrote this gospel with the desire to present to Theophilus a way for him to have his own faith, not be dependent on other people's faith or experience, but in his own faith. We studied that on our last episode. And today we'll try to understand a little bit more about the author of this third gospel and probably the author of the book of Acts. Well, before we read and reflect upon these verses and the author, I'd like to give you a moment for you to prepare yourself to come into God's presence, to hear His voice through the Word of God. You know, we have competing voices, our attention is drawn here and there. But at this moment, we want to ask that we'll focus in God and God alone. So we claim a special promise to help us to understand what we're trying to accomplish, coming in God's presence. And then I give you 1 minute for you to relax, take a deep breath, try to clear your heart and mind and path of your heart from the other voices, so you can focus in Jesus Christ. So at this moment, let's go and read this promise, claim this promise of Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it the most. We have this assurance that God is available and He wants to meet with you. He wants to bless you. He wants to provide you with grace and mercy. And we need to come to Him at any moment, in any circumstances. But as we take this moment right now, let's prepare ourselves for this special encounter with Jesus. Thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace to receive your presence, we ask for your mercy. We ask for your touch. We ask for the Holy Spirit. As we read today this portion of Luke, we pray that we will see what you want for us for this day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So today we are reading verses 1 to 4. Many people have set out to write accounts about the events that have been fulfilled among us. They used the white eyewitness reports circulating among us from the early disciples, having carefully investigated everything from the beginning. I also have decided to write an accurate account for you, most honorable Theophilus, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. Yesterday, as we read those verses, we focus on how Luke wished that Theophilus had his own experience with God and be aware that everything he had learned and heard was truth. Today, I want to focus on the author. It is interesting because in the gospel, on the third gospel, we call the Gospel of Luke, and in the book of Acts, we don't have a directly statement saying who is the author. What we have is the tradition of the church, the early fathers of the church, attributing this third gospel and the book of Acts to Luke. Who was Luke? Well, let me turn to Colossians 4. Colossians 4, verse 14 says, Luke, the beloved doctor, sent his greetings, and so does Demas. So what we see here is that Luke was a physician, a doctor. On verse 11 of Colossians 4, what we see and give us maybe some direction is that Luke probably was not a Jew. He was probably a Gentile. And Luke, in Colossians 4:11, what we see is Paul listing those that were with him and were from the Jewish background. And Luke was not in this list. So that may refer that he was not Jewish. As we come back to Luke chapter 1, the first verses, and we see the investigation that the author had to make in order to put this gospel together, we may realize that he didn't have experience. He didn't experience himself the account, the gospel. So probably Luke, the author, was a physician, was not Jewish, and he was a second generation of believers. He didn't learn from Jesus himself, but he learned from other people that met Jesus. And again, we don't know for sure. Those are just speculations or ideas that we can try to draw from that. Some traditions say that Luke was from the 70 disciples of Jesus. Other tradition says that he was from Antioch. And I wish that was true in a sense that I love the community of Antioch. I have done like a study for a year and preach messages to my community based on the Antioch church. And would be awesome if Luke was from the Antioch church. But at the end of the day, I don't think it really matters who's the author or when was written, by whom, in which circumstances. I know those are important, but what really matters is the message, the content that we have here. What we believe is that probably the author, and I do believe was Luke, he was in the prison with Paul probably during the time that he put together this gospel, before the destruction of Jerusalem. That is something that we may agree, because he refers the destruction of Jerusalem in something in the future. So probably took place before the destruction of Jerusalem. But what we see here is a second generation of someone that didn't know about Jesus, but somehow accepted Jesus as his lover and as his savior and as his Lord. Okay? And that is so important. What we see in this gospel is someone, and if Luke is the author, someone that loved the Lord, accept him as savior, but has committed his life to share Jesus with other people. As Paul was moving and traveling, and we know, according to the book of Acts, that Luke, at least on the second and the third journey of Paul, was involved, we see someone that is committed, dedicated to leave behind what he has, to focus and share the good news about Jesus and the kingdom of God. So we have someone that have loved Jesus, surrendered to him, has committed to him. And what a third point that I want to bring is someone that his desire is to introduce Jesus to other people. And that's the reason he came, he put together this gospel. He wants other people to know about the one that he loves. He wanna give them the opportunity to have an experience. Not everyone would be able to sit at Paul's feet, be with Peter, with other disciples. So he decides to put together an account so you and I today can have this experience to know about Jesus in a more comprehensive way. And that's so beautiful. He had a passion to introduce Jesus to other people. And if we are Jesus' apprentices, we need to follow those three key points that I just mentioned. We need to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. That's crucial. We need to commit to him, to Jesus Christ. We need to be faithful to him. And we need to have the same desire to present, to introduce Jesus to other people. But how can we do that? Most of the time, when we think about introducing Jesus to other people, we think about giving a Bible study, presenting a sermon, maybe giving a book or anything like that. But I think the point here is, the best way for you to present, introduce Jesus to someone is to be Jesus for them. That's right. As an apprentice of Jesus, you're supposed to follow his footsteps, loving like he loved, serving like he served, being like him. The most powerful message that you can share with anyone is being Jesus to the people around you. I know it's easier to preach a message than be Jesus. It's easier to give a book about Jesus than being Jesus. But as apprentices of Jesus, we must understand that our lives must reflect Jesus Christ. And how can I do that? Well, I can do that with the model of the Jesus apprentices. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. When we live out those values, the model of Jesus' apprentices, we'll be able to reflect Jesus. And like the author of the gospel, introduce Jesus in a tangible way where people can see, hear, and touch Jesus through you, through your life. So, how can you be Jesus today to someone? That's an important question that I want to leave with you. As you know, every time you come together and study a passage, you have a few questions that we present to you so you can consider. I know sometimes you cannot answer all the questions based on the verses that we have read, in particular with those four verses, the introduction of the book of Luke. But I think it's good for you to keep in mind those seven questions and think about it. And maybe you can try to answer having this concept of authorship that we discussed today. And the questions are the following. What is happening in this passage? What stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and His kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? How can I share these lessons with others today? May God bless you, so you may be Jesus to someone today. That is what it means to be Jesus' apprentices. So let's bow our head and ask God's power for that mission. Heavenly Father, thank you for your call, your love, and your protection that have surrounded us. Lord, at this moment, I pray that you be with everyone that is hearing my voice right now, and that we may follow the footsteps of Luke that surrendered to Jesus Christ, accepting him as his Lord and Savior. That, like Luke, will be committed to Jesus Christ. And like Luke, we will have this passion of introducing Jesus to other people. Lord, help us to be Jesus to someone today. Help us that our words will materialize in actions, in deeds, so people can see Jesus in us and through us. Forgive our sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May God bless you. I hope to see you next time. But until then, remember, you must be Jesus to someone today, because you're following his footsteps, so be like him.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.